There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
Let's hear now from a former regional airline pilot who is now a flight instructor at St. Louis University, which is known for its aviation school. Dave Chalensky is with us. And Dave, I'll just start off by asking, what was your first thought when you saw this?
Well, it was shock and despair, frankly. We have gone through the period of the last 15 years of the safest environment for airlines in history. And seeing this kind of event is definitely startling.
Now, the one of the things is that the air traffic controller is heard asking the Black Hawk helicopter if they had the CRJ, the regional jet, in sight, and the chopper seemed to acknowledge.
CRJ in sight. CRJ.
What does that tell you?
Well, it says exactly what was on the tapes, that the duty of the helicopter pilot was to maneuver his helicopter in a way to avoid that aircraft. It's surprising that those actions weren't taken.
And on the jet side, this was on approach for landing. The pilots, I believe, would have been laser-focused on lining up with the runway ahead of them. And is there any thought at that moment to look left to right and see if there's anything coming from the sides?
You know, there are going to be many complicating factors that are going to be investigated. One of the aspects that has come to mind is that the pilots were circling for that runway 33. They had previously lined up for another runway and were asked to make the circle. There may be some investigation of the procedures at Reagan National in the future to see if that circling procedure is eliminated or still allowed.
Yeah, and I've heard that DCA is an especially challenging airport to operate around and to land at.
Yes, for my time in the regional airlines, I did work at DCA, and it was extremely busy. And there's not a lot of space, and there is a lot of critical infrastructure, including restricted areas. So pilots definitely have to be on the ball around DCA.
Now, we've heard a lot about the traffic collision avoidance system that picks up on potential collisions. It puts out alerts, and we have some audio of what that might sound like.
Descend. Climb now.
Would the pilots, you know, given their altitude and the current, situation, would they have gotten that alert? Would that system have been effective?
It's uncertain whether or not that system is deployed. Yet when they retrieve the cockpit voice recorders, they're going to have a better sense of what the pilots were what we're seeing and on their flight instruments and whether that alert happened or not. Pilots are instructed at a very basic level as they enter the airlines to respond immediately and take immediate action upon receiving a resolution advisory.
Yeah, and that seems like it's designed to get their attention and tell them exactly what to do without having to think about it.
It tells you exactly whether to climb or dive, and you're instructed and trained to follow that immediately. The investigation will discover whether or not that system was in effect or whether or not both aircraft had that technology on board.
Yeah, and there have been reports that the Black Hawk helicopter did not have its transponder on. Is that kind of how the TCAS knows what's around it? And so if the transponder is off, would that have even alerted the system?
I think that's exactly the point, Michael. And I think the investigation is going to, we're going to have to wait for the investigation to see whether or not that was the case. The TCAS system does rely on the transponders to be talking to one another to give that resolution.
Is there anything else? And this is still early. The NTSB is, you know, talking about how they're laying out the outline of the investigation at this point. But is there anything else that has come out that has grabbed your attention or made you go,
You know, it's as I began, it's shocking and startling to see this event, especially considering the long history or the long recent history over the last 15 years in domestic aviation. I can't say that there is a particular event that gives me pause except for the magnitude and the loss of life for all those families and the loved ones involved.
Just to add a little bit more context, it has been more than 15 years since the U.S. has had a crash like this. American aviation is regarded as exceedingly safe. But at the same time, there have been increasing reports of close calls recently. So how do you evaluate the situation currently?
You know, the American airline system is currently the safest in the world. And I think we can attest to it for the rigorous training that our pilots and crews are subjected to. That now it is not a risk-free environment, but flying on an airline today is far safer than driving a car.
Do you think there could be big changes to the industry, to standards and practices that come out of this?
Well, in 2009, there was a kind of a seminal accident in New York that caused the training for airline pilots to be quintupled. It went from 250 hours to 1,500 hours. And since that has come into place, this is the very first accident that where this amount of loss of life has occurred. I think that there are rigorous standards, and I think we're going to have to wait on the investigation to see if there was any kind of shortcoming in standards or maybe just some error in procedures that led to this unfortunate event.
Dave Chalensky, flight instructor at St. Louis University, regional airline pilot. Thank you so much for lending your expertise with us here on KMOX.
Thank you, Michael.